Thank you so much.
And thank you too, Beth.
Thank you very much.
No fundo da casa, o velho arrumou, e a porta-bandeira, este dá de flor, vai rodar bonito, fazendo a chamada, minha bateria, bate sem cortar. No fundo da casa, o velho arrumou, e a porta-bandeira, este dá de flor, vai rodar bonito. Fazendo a chamada, minha bateria bate sem cortar. Chegou meu bloco encarnado, chegou meu barraco dourado, chegou. Chegou meu bloco encarnado, chegou meu barraco dourado, chegou. No fundo da casa, o velho ar. Porta-bandeira, vestida de flor, vai rodar bonito, fazendo a chamada, minha bateria, bate sem cortar. No fundo da casa, o velho arrumou, e a porta-bandeira, vestida de flor, vai rodar bonito, fazendo a chamada. Minha bateria bate sem copar. Chegou meu bloco encarnado, chegou meu barraco dourado, chegou. Chegou meu bloco encarnado, chegou meu barraco dourado, chegou.
Barraco dourado, the title track off of Bangala Flamenga's new CD of the same name. And I want to thank once again Dudu Fuentes and Kathleen for putting that wonderful interview together, and really enjoyed hanging out with them and listening to their music. We're going to change gears a little bit. We're talking about sort of this new style of samba baterias, but what about the traditional? What about the big samba drum? Explode Coração, Exploding Heart, a wonderful standard of the Brazilian Carnival. And if you can't make it down to Brazil, we have our own Carnival in Long Beach. It's coming up on September 19th, and it's presented by the Sambala Escola de Samba. And we're lucky to be joined with David de Hilster and Doris de Hilster. How are you guys doing today?
Real good. Really good.
Doris, do the ball?
Oh, yeah.
She's shy.
Yes. She's been up really late every night. Of course, you know, heard of it. The legends of Doris working into the wee hours for Carnival.
So, David, tell us about the Brazilian Street Carnival you put on in Long Beach. This is your 13th year doing it.
Yeah, it's. I think it's unique in events around here, I think, in that it really is patterned after the way samba schools work in Brazil. We don't just sort of wake up near Carnival and then start working. We're a group that works all year round, and in the very beginning of the year, we pick a theme for our carnival and start working with that. We continue to dance and play all year round, shows and things, but we always have focus of the carnival. So this year we chose a very hard theme, and well, it wasn't my fault. It was actually Doris's fault. She wanted to do the theme Brazil. And we people, our composers and our artists and everyone, they looked at her and says, I think that's a little too big. But we sort of narrowed it down. Our Mestre da Bateria, our percussion master, said, hey, why don't we do modern Brazil? We were at the Nike event. We did the Nike World Cup, and he had mentioned that. And we said, okay. So we pick our theme, and the whole community starts working with that. The composer makes a song, the people who make the costumes start, and Doris starts thinking about how that's going to work, and all her assistants and all those people. People start gearing up for that, and you build that carnival around that theme. And so this year's Brazil Moderno theme, Brasil Moderna, is what we're doing.
So what goes on at the Brazilian carnival? I understand it's from noon to 9 p.m.
Yeah, I think one of the highlight of the carnival is sort of built around it, and without this, we really wouldn't have our carnival, is the parade at 3:30. We have two parades, which is a Rio-style parade, so if you've never been to Rio, and you don't have to take a plane to go up to Bahia and see the Bahia parade, because an hour after that, we have a Trio Elétrico, which is where you put the band on the truck, and everybody falls in with their t-shirts and has a great time. So the first parade is more formal, where you have to practice, you got to be there, you got to have sort of permission to be there. You can have your costume too, but and then during the whole, around all that is our event, which includes this year like 17 bands and performers and artists, and on stage outside we have booths with all kinds of Brazilian stuff, Brazilian food, barbecue. We have beer there, so people can also, I know you're from Germany. Brazil, actually, I heard, though, is the third largest consumer of beer on the planet.
Consumer of beer. Okay.
Yes.
So
we have people there, security. But it's also a family event. So people really come out for the day. It's a really wonderful thing. And I think what we're proud of is when people come to it and they see all this, they come up to it and says, I'm really proud to be Brazilian today. To see all this going on.
Now, we were talking about the theme. Every year for Carnival, each samba school has their own theme. The look, the costumes, they compose a special song. And Doris, you're the Carnavalesca.
Yes.
And you're in charge of coming up with the look, right? And your theme this year is Brazil Moderna, modern Brazil.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your inspiration and what we can expect to see.
The music talks about Brazil Moderno, but in general, the history of Brazil, a little bit of the Afro side of Bahia, so we have the alas. So the Carnavalesca actually works with the music the composer gives me says on the music, and then I have to follow the theme. Like, it talks about the Brasil Moderno. We're going to see the women dressed as a moderna mulher brasileira, né? Uh-huh. Or you're going to see the mulher brasileira moderna. And the Afro Brazil, we have Baianas that have to follow the gold. It's all in gold, representing the riqueza do Brasil.
The riches of Brazil.
Yes, and it talks about the flag, the green, the forest. So it's a little bit of what Brazil is, and that's what I have to put in costumes and show, like, a show in a costume and feathers and sequins and all that stuff.
And those costumes, you guys put together by hand, you glue on every single bead and sequin and thread and feather, don't you?
Oh, yes. And people help, people from the samba school, they help. Like, we did the Rose Parade, we have like 10, 20 people sometimes just in my little studio helping. And we do all by hand, and it's a pleasure. It's amazing how the spirit of the life, carnival is life. Carnival, when you see the carnival in Brazil, you see life, you see music, expression of the body. And that comes when you get close to carnival. It's amazing how it happened. Everybody comes and put together and work together with me creating, and it's amazing.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's talk about some of the groups we'll be performing. Obviously, your Samba Bateria, David, the Samba La Bateria, will be performing.
Yes, we're extremely lucky this year. Doris came to me, and we had been looking for a leader, a mestre, as they say, a master of the bateria. And we've had them over the years, and some good ones, but but we were looking for one. And Doris says, oh, I know this. I heard about this guy. He plays percussion. I go, oh, yeah, well, another guy who plays percussion. And we'll see. I never get my hopes up because I always want to find something special. And believe it or not, I think we have in Rodney de Assis, just an incredible incredible musician, percussionist. He not only does Brazilian, but does all the things. But he said, yeah, I've done it before. I said, well, have you had any experience? Yeah, I ran a samba school for 15 years in Spain. I thought, that's pretty good qualifications. And he's put together...
But he is Brazilian, right?
He's Brazilian. And he's put together...
Yes.
He is really putting in order our bateria. It's just amazing. We're going to be playing in a couple of places downtown L.A., so you get to get a chance. Everybody gets a chance to come in and play with the bateria. That's the idea. But he really has put his amazing bateria together this year. You're going to hear things that you've not heard from us, and thanks to his enthusiasm.
And Henny Flores, amazing.
Yeah, and Henny Flores. Henny Flores, I remember when he gave her, it was actually Rodney in the Nike show when we started working with him. Rodney says, why don't we do Modern Brazil? And we sort of communicated that immediately to Henny, who composed our 2008 song. And it's amazing to me. Again, Doris saying the love and the energy that comes towards the samba school. You know, we told her, I think, one morning or night, the next day I get a phone call, and without even talking to me, she starts singing the song she composed.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And she's just amazing. And it comes so much from the heart. I don't know what to really say. I mean, I don't have words. And this year, samba is just out of this world. It's just absolutely, it can hold its own in Brazil. So it's just amazing. So we have really a bunch of other groups too, but Sambala is the principal, the samba group there.
And I see here on the flyer you have Maiden Bahia.
Yeah, we have Maiden Bahia and Samba for You, actually sort of that's going to do the Tri Electrical every year.
Uh-huh.
Maiden Bahia is just super energy. In fact, the problem I have with them when they come to carnival is getting them off stage. You know, because they just rock.
True Bahian style.
They just rock. Yeah. And what's really wonderful, if you've never been to Bahia, if you've seen Rio maybe, but never been to Bahia, come to our event because you'll get a taste of what it's like there. The Tri Electrical. I think we're one of the few people in the country that actually try to do that right. And so they're going to get on the truck for 30 minutes, fall in behind, get your t-shirt, and then they'll go right back into the event and continue the party on stage. But we have a bunch of other groups too.
You have some pagode going on?
Yeah, pagode with Cupim, who's a friend of ours. Cupim do Samba is going to be doing pagode. I mean, just to list the groups, it's amazing. We have
Capoeira.
Oh, those guys are great. I'm really impressed by them.
There, Mr. Guy, he just does an amazing job. We have a new thing this year, Zouk Lambada. Now, that's lambada that is together with Zouk type of music, and I'm really curious to see what that's about. We always have a contest where I give away some Brazilian cachaças for the best dancer. So this year, we're going to see what Zouk Lambada, it's the hottest thing coming out of Brazil. We have the Campbell Hall Bateria, which is a guy, Jason Bruns, who puts together great bateria from the high school. And we have another group who's really great, is the Intercultural LA Samba Kids.
Right, our friends Sydney and Roya. That's great.
And they're going to be coming and rehearsing with us. We have our rehearsal this Sunday. Everybody's invited downtown Long Beach at the Blue Cafe from 5 to 9. It's open, free to the public. Kids can come. Come and play with us. We have so many other groups. We have Swing Brazil, which is a group that's been around that's going to participate in our parade. We have Raiz Brasil with Johnny McClenny, our Hyena, but that he puts beautiful samba.
So we need to mention that there's going to be a lot of samba dancers there, girls,
the beautiful girls
dancing to all these different styles of music.
We have a float, and actually, this year is the first time we're opening it up like Brazil to have positions on the float. We actually have a float from the Rose Parade people who are giving us a nice float because of our work, and we have our wonderful. They're allowing us to have the opportunity to put people on the float. And so just like in Brazil, because we're a nonprofit event, we have positions available and people can help pay and be on the float. It's one of the things we do have a parade fee, but all those things go toward two things. They go for making the carnival happen and also Casa do Caminho in Brazil, which helps kids. My wife and I visited them in March, and it's a wonderful organization. We got to see firsthand their work. In fact, Doris's whole family is involved, so we know this is really great stuff. So even though that's just helping, it's like KPFK. We ask our supporters, our community, to pitch in. But this year, we're opening that up. Somebody wants to pitch in, and just like in Brazil, I want to be on the big old float.
Right.
So
now, once again, we're talking with David and Doris de Hilster. Or do you say de Hilster in Portuguese?
I don't even know what they say. They say David G instead of David. David G, which is fine.
And we're talking about the Brazil Street Carnival, Sunday, September 19th, downtown Long Beach. That's on the promenade. and it goes from noon to 9. You're going to have two parades, and there's also performances in the amphitheater.
Yeah, it's on a stage, actually, the amphitheater. Yeah,
okay.
It's an elevated stage. The amphitheater is sort of nice. They build it nice, but we felt it was better to have an elevated stage, so we got a really nice stage and set up so people can go there and dance. It's just going to be, you know,
and
a wonderful
kids.
Night.
Kids are welcome to dance and play with us. If you want your kid to participate on the parade, please get in touch with us. That's very important
for
us.
It's very family-friendly.
Yes.
Now, I was showing this flyer to another samba school, and your URL for information on this is carnaval.org. And he even said, wow, how did you get carnaval.org? Well, David's had it for a while.
Yeah, I've had it for a while. We're actually in charge of worldsamba.org. Mm-hmm. And we're also in charge, we have carnival.org, which is a great domain name. Way back in 96, I think I got it.
So let me spell it for the listeners. It's Carnaval,
right,
dot O-R-G.
That's in Portugal. Carnaval. For Americans, we can...
Carnaval.
So part of the whole process of putting this together is the look, the theme, the event, obviously, and a song. Now, you were just mentioning Henny and Rodney got together and worked on a song.
Yeah.
Now, can we hear a sneak peek
Absolutely. In fact, you need to hear more than a sneak peek because you've got to learn this song. In Brazil, they get points. You lose points in a samba school for not singing your song. When you're on there, you cannot be... You have to show you know that song and you are singing it with your heart. So we want people to listen to our song and learn it and be ready for our parade.
Okay, what's the song called?
My goodness.
Brasil?
No, Brasil, Terra Boa.
Brasil, Terra Boa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brasil, Terra Boa.
Well, let's listen to Henny Flores and Samba La Samba Enredo for 2010 and Terra Boa. Whoops.
Oh.
Unidos do Mundo.
Wrong song.
Yeah.
Let's try it again. We have a lot of CDs going on here today.
Absolutely.
There it is.
Diplomado que é bamba, quero seu samba em primeiro lugar. Futebol é arte. E feito o Brasil pentacampeão, pentacampeão. Guaraná, caipirinha, cerveja, beijo, água lá no sul de Chima. Carnaval faz parte da história da alegria. Esse povo que com graça, sem distinção de nada. Manda trazer do Nordeste borrado, essa mulher era coisa até. Diplomado que é bamba, quero o seu.
Seu perfil é gingado, manda trazer do Nordeste cortado. Essa mulher é melhor, pode até.
Flores, Tejaboa, beautiful country or beautiful land. The Samba Enredo for Sambalas 2010 Carnival in Long Beach. We're here today with David and Doris. Doris.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I,
are you too exhausted to even know what's going on?
Oh, no. It's too early for me to be exhausted. I only feel that part a day after. Now I'm very excited. I'm very happy.
A lot of work, you're making all the costumes, the look, the flow, everything.
Yes, it's a very tiring process, but I love what I do. And I love to see my, you know, the group, everybody getting together and trying to give me a hand. That's amazing, that's good, that's great.
So David, people want to get tickets, they can go to carnaval.org. Carnaval.org. Are there places they could pick up tickets?
We have, if you go to carnaval.org, or if you want to even get there directly, those who are a little bit more internet savvy, tickets.carnaval.org, it'll take you to a page, and you can either buy them online, or you can find places around. We have places in all around L.A. County, and in some in Orange County, that you can buy, so you don't have to buy them on the internet.
Right. So, we're talking about the Brazilian Street Carnival in Long Beach. Now, this is an annual event. You skipped a year, right? And you're coming back full force this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
A big event. It's an all-day event in Long Beach. I haven't been to your carnival yet. I'm really excited to go. I hear it's a party.
No. Wow.
Sergio takes. I saw him the last time. He was there with his kid. You know, he brings him because it's wonderful because it's a chance for Brazilian families, for children to see their culture. A lot of them don't get or haven't traveled to Brazil yet, and so they really like to bring their families to see that.
And you don't have to be Brazilian, you just have to feel love for music.
Yes,
that's true. It's a very welcoming, opening environment.
Yes.
Everyone just come up and dance. Emily was saying earlier that she's too clumsy to samba dance. You can't samba dance bad. You just get out there and move.
That's exactly
and there's
right.
so much energy in the music.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, it's great. We're talking about music and culture. Earlier we were talking to Tui, who's doing Weekend in Polynesia this weekend, and how it really keeps the tradition for Hawaiian, Samoan, and Polynesian cultures. And the same thing with Brazilian, with the carnival.
Yes.
And Tui was nice enough to give us a few pairs of tickets to his event. David, you want to give a gift to our listeners?
Absolutely. I got 5 pairs of tickets. That means you don't even have to go by yourself. You can bring a friend. And these are our tickets that will get you right in there, and you'll be able to see the entire event and see all this for yourself if you've never been.
Great.
Bring a friend.
Thanks so much, David. So if you're a KPFK subscriber, Emily's here waiting to take your call. Give us a call at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. David and Doris have been nice enough to give us 5 pairs of tickets. We'll mail them out to you. And Sunday, September 19th, you're going to have a great time at the carnival. We're so happy to send you down there. And, of course, if you don't win, you got to go anyways because it's going to be something special. It's an all-day event. Now, are there other ways people can participate if they're not in one of these bands?
Oh, yeah, they can parade with, Sambala, the big parade at 3:30. If you don't have a costume and you wish to parade, you can just call us or get in line, get in touch with us. We can help you with that. And if you have your own costume, I have to approve me or my assistant, Lucia. We have to approve your costume. But it's very simple, very easy. You just have to love music and dancing. And want to be happy on parade, on the stage, we'll make the space for you.
Right. Was it Samba for You? It's a dance group. People can dance with them.
That's for the Tri Elétrico. Yeah, the 2 parades. Yeah, that's the second parade. Yes.
Yeah. Well, the phone lines are maxed out. We're so happy people are calling up. And we're really excited about this event. I'm jazzed because I haven't been to Brazil. I've been to many of the carnival events around L.A., which have been awesome, but this is outdoor with the parade. And it's all day long, and I'm going to have my friend drive me so I can have a really good time.
That's right. We have beer there.
Good. I'll take you in the sandwich to Brazil. You want to go for Christmas?
Sure. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Girls will go anytime.
Well, once again, we've been speaking today with David and Doris de Hilster, the nucleus, the energy, and the love behind the Samba La Samba School. I want to thank you so much for coming down and putting this event on, because I'm really looking forward to it. I know it's going to be a great time. It's a family event.
Yeah. And I do want to say thank you so much, especially to the founding members. We've been around now 16, 17 years, and I'm starting to see things happen with Samba La where people are coming back home, as I say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just really wonderful. We saw it start really with the Rose Parade, and it's still continuing. And I want to thank so much all the founders, the people who've been with us since the beginning. You know, Samba La, when Dorsav and I have been in several places, in New York last year at the New York event and on TV, you know, when we were there, we didn't feel we were there because of us. We were there really because, you know, we were representing the entire community of Samba La and all the people. We have people all over the world now that have been with us, that we get emails. And I think that's really what makes this event so special, is because it really comes from the community. We live this. These are our people. These are our family. These are our children.
And KPFK is, I guess, part of the family, right?
Absolutely. Sergio's not here.
Yet,
so but Ali, thank you very much, Ali, too, for your support and your help. You do a great community service all around, you know, not just with the Brazilian community, but it's very much to be commended, KPFK. And also, just a plug for you guys, get out there. Remember to send your letters to and get this radio station problem there with Mexico. I urge everybody to go to the KPFK website. It was in our email from Samba La. And help KPFK. They help the community. We need to help them also.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for coming by. I'm going to go out with a song. I'm going to dedicate it to you guys. This isn't the group Beija Flor, but it's a song called Beija Flor, because I know you have a soft spot for the beautiful flower.
I do.
Chimbalada. Thanks again. Muito obrigado. Talk to you soon.
Obrigado.
Eu fui embora, meu amor chorou. 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 Vou voltar. Eu vou nas asas de passarinho. Eu vou nos beijos de beija-flor. Eu vou nas asas de passarinho. Eu vou nos beijos de beija-flor. No tique-tique-tac do meu coração. Renascerá. No tique-tique-tac do meu coração. Renascerá. Chimbalada é semente de novo dia. Nordeste sofrimento, povo lutador. Entre mares e montanhas com você eu vou. Sua beleza feita a cor do céu. Quero me aquecer, sentir o seu calor. Rolar bala na cama, lhe chamar de amor. Fazer minhas poesias pra te conquistar. Deixá-la simplesmente coberta de flor. Quero me aquecer, sentir o seu calor. Amor, é só me chamar. Eu vou. Amor, é só me chamar. Eu vou. Estou sentindo a falta de você. Sonhando com seu beijo, espero amanhecer. Tu levas as palavras soltas pelo ar. Que eu quero te namorar. Amor. Que eu quero te namorar. Amor. Que eu quero te namorar. Amor. Que te bandê, que te bandê. Que te bandê, que te bandê. Que te bandê, que te bandê, preta. Que eu quero te namorar. Tic-tac do meu coração, renascerá. No tic-tic-tac do meu coração, renascerá. Chimbalada é semente de novo dia. Nordeste, sofrimento, povo lutador. Entre mares e montanhas com você eu vou. Eu quero te namorar, amor.
cor da azul, sua beleza feita cor do céu. Quero me aquecer, sentir o seu calor. Rola pra lá na cama, lhe chamar de amor. Fazer minhas poesias pra te conquistar. Deixá-la simplesmente coberta de flor. Quero me aquecer, sentir o seu calor. Amor, é só me chamar que eu vou. Na falta de você, sonhando com seu beijo, espero amanhecer. Tu levas as palavras soltas pelo ar. Eu quero te namorar, amor. Eu quero te namorar, amor. Eu quero te namorar, amor. Eu te bandei, que te bandei. Eu te bandei, que te bandei. Eu te bandei, que te bandei, preta. Eu quero te namorar.
You've been listening to The Global Village here on KPFK, broadcasting live on 90.7 FM throughout.